Hi, I'm Pam, and I'm an alcoholic. I just want to thank the group for having me. Thank Robin for asking me to do service. I'm really grateful. Okay, so my experience, strength, and hope on 1, 2, and 3. Okay, it took me a while to admit I was powerless over alcohol. I was completely delusional. It's the only word I could use. I started drinking when I was in about 13, like most people. And, you know, I was always searching for something. And, you know, I was just so lost. I didn't have guidance. Parents were separated. Always had that kind of depressed affect going on. And always trying to fit in. Moved around a lot while my parents were separated. And, you know, I was just always searching for something to kind of make me feel okay. And, you know, I found that in the drink when I started drinking. I felt like I was able to be everything that I wanted to be or thought I should be. You know, I was painfully shy, petrified of people, always full of fear. And I found that release and in the drink. And, you know, from there, I drank alcoholically right off the bat. And, you know, I would, at the end of each night, I would be crying on the floor. You know, just always, it was never enough, you know, even though I thought that's what I had found. You know, even the first few times that I drank as a young girl, I would be crying by the end of the night. It was never enough to fill that hole. And, you know, I just didn't see it. So it continued. It got worse, like they say. And I became, you know, just completely unable to manage anything, relationships. You know, I have, you know, like I said, my parents are separated. And I had two brothers who lived with my dad, and I had no relationship with them. I had all my priorities out of whack. And this, you know, was throughout high school. And, you know, like I was sharing before, you know, I played sports, and, you know, that was something I was really good at, but it still, you know, it wasn't enough. And I just was still searching. And like, you know, it says in the book, you know, we look into like those spiritual books and, you know, everything, but, you know, within myself. And, you know, I was afraid to look at myself. I wasn't comfortable with myself. I wasn't happy with myself. You know, I always got made fun of and just, you know, I just had a poor self perception. So, you know, I didn't want to do that. I avoided that as much as possible. I continued to get worse emotionally, spiritually, sick, and like I said, delusional, just searching for something and having no guidance. And I got into other things when I was about 18, got into, you know, drugs and things like that. And this, you know, like I said in the beginning, you know, I was completely delusional. I thought I was on the right track, and I was doing drugs. And I mean, it's scary, you know. And I've shared it recently that, you know, I've seen people, you know, when you run into people from high school, and they're like, hey, how you doing? What's new? What have you been up to? And they're talking about graduating college and getting engaged. And I'm saying, you know, I'm going to raves, and, you know, that's what I do. And go to raves and hang out, and, you know, I can dance for 6 hours straight. So, you know, I was completely, you know, confused about what life was supposed to be. You know, those are like big girl words, like engagement and things like that. College and, you know, but like I said, I just was trying to, like, fit in, I think, and trying to fit in me, like, fit into this world, you know, with who I was. And I just always didn't feel like I belonged here at all. It's exactly how I felt, you know, from the beginning. So I like I said, about 18, 19, 20, I got into really heavy stuff, and it got bad quickly. So I reached the bottom pretty quick. And I, you know, I didn't know I was an alcoholic. I didn't know I was a drug addict. I was diagnosed with a mental illness, you know. And so I focused on that. I didn't see, you know, any powerlessness in the drugs or in the alcohol. You know, I was told that I had this mental illness, and I focused on that. And the thing was, at that point, I had a spiritual experience. You know, I was in a place where, you know, my family had been told by the doctors that, you know, I wasn't going to get better, and this is, you know, I was going to be this way for the rest of my life, and it was pretty bleak. And before I was diagnosed, you know, I had a moment of clarity, and, you know, I believe that God came in and he plucked me out of where I was, because I was completely, like I said, I mean, delusional is a perfect word, and lost. And he just plucked me out, and he saved me. And so I had this, you know, step two experience at that time. You know, I had that experience that God restored me to sanity. But I didn't come into AA. I didn't know anything about AA. I went to, like, outpatients, and, you know, I went to therapy, and they would suggest it. And I'd say, you know, I'm going to enough group therapies. I had no idea that what AA was. I thought it was the same type of thing. And, you know, but I did the step work. I didn't know what the steps were. So, you know, for me, this is a God-inspired program because of that. You know, I didn't, no one but God to guide me in what I needed to do to get better. He, you know, I needed to make amends. I needed to clean the slate. I needed to start over again. And, you know, I believe for me, you know, God told me to do that. And I got better. And I went back to school for psychology. I had that thought, like Bill did, you know, that perhaps I could help someone else that had the same problems as me. And I was going to help someone with a mental, you know, people with mental illness. And that was the plan. But I didn't, you know, admit I was powerless over alcohol and that my life was unmanageable. I had no idea about that. The therapists and psychiatrists would ask me, staying sober? And I'd say yes. It was very rote. I didn't know what sobriety meant, being sober, what that meant. So like I said, I didn't admit that powerlessness. I didn't continue to grow spiritually. I didn't pray to God. I forgot that God had done for me what I couldn't do for myself. And I drank again. And I drank. I didn't, you know, I told myself that the drugs messed me up and that I could drink still. So I had no idea that there was that alcohol had any hold on me at all at any time. Like I said, I relapsed, and I drank for about 3 years. I lied to psychiatrists. I lied, you know, and said I wasn't drinking. I was taking medication, and I still wanted to help people, and I would as soon as I, you know, I'd be able to stop after I graduated. I'm going to write that book, you know, I'm going to help people, but I'll stop when, then I'll stop when this happens, and I'll stop when this happens, and I kept, you know, pushing it up, and then, you know, it was 3 years, and towards the end, I started to realize that I lost control. I had no choice in the matter. I was, you know, trying to manage for a while. I would change the drinks. I would try not to drink on certain days. I didn't drink at home, so I'd stay home. But it was all that I thought about. You know, I had that. At the end, that mental obsession, you know, forget my finances were a mess, but, you know, the money was, you know, first I had to figure out how much I had to go out and drink with, and, you know, and then everything else got taken care of or didn't, it didn't matter. you know, at that, I just remember, you know, having, like, no money, but just, you know, I had to get the drinks first, and, you know, not even taking care of myself, buying food, you know, or cigarettes and alcohol. Like I said, I started to have that realization that I didn't really have it. and you know, slowly reaching the bottom. And because I had that experience the first time, I was starting to recognize that, and I was starting to thank God, because I knew that He was stepping in, or I was becoming willing, or, you know, both simultaneously, you know, both were happening at the same time. But I was starting to thank Him. And then a few life events happened. You know, I lost a few friends to drugs. I had a friend's father die. I was asked to be a godmother that I just felt like I couldn't show up for at all. It was a mess. You know, so, you know, these reality checks were happening. And it was, you know, all added to my bottom, like me reaching my bottom, I believe. Because I was starting to, like, come to, you know, be aware of what was really going on with me. And that's when, you know, I had my last drink. Like I said, a friend's father had passed, and I was at the bar that I worked at. And, you know, I had this drink in front of me. And, you know, I hadn't been, it was around New Year's, and I drank all night New Year's, and I couldn't get drunk anymore. I was like, couldn't sleep, you know, the shakes, all that stuff, and couldn't eat, you know, having panic attacks, and I was, you know, just a mess, a nervous wreck. And after that week, when I went to my job, you know, I surrendered. I just said, you know, I looked at my boss, and I said, I can't do this anymore, but it was, you know, I was saying it to God, and he had no idea what was going on, but I surrendered. I just said, I can't do this anymore, and I really, you know, had this experience, and just the room shifted, and I knew God was there. You know, I felt His presence, and I knew He had stepped in, and He was waiting for me to just, you know, invite Him in. He's a gentleman to me, and yes, and I just, at that point, you know, I believe I was given the gift of willingness to do whatever I had to do. You know, I had to go to the doctor and tell my doctors of 3 years that I had been lying to them and taking, you know, meds and drinking. And they told me to go to the hospital immediately because visibly I didn't look too good. So I went, and you know, like I said, I was in this place of gratitude at this point. I was just like, God, I'm exhausted, you know, just do whatever you have to do. And, you know, I went to the hospitals and the psych unit at first. And, you know, I did all the groups, the art therapies, you know, all the stuff they had in there. And they suggested AA while I was going to outpatient. And I have a family member who I hadn't realized, after knowing her for like 20 years, I realized maybe a few months before that she was sober. So I was able to call her, and she brought me to East Rockaway. And, you know, that that was just the beginning of the journey, you know. I was just willing from there on in. You know, I made it my home group, whatever they said. Like, she's got the coffee commitment, you know. They just, like, I followed my sponsor around like a puppy dog. I was afraid to talk. Like, she, I think she said, like, she doesn't think I talked for the first few years. But, you know, I was just, you know, I was scared, you know, I was still in fear and all that stuff. But I was willing, and I followed her around, and whatever she did and said that keeps her sober, that's what I do. You know, I continue to do that. But, you know, like I said, once I admitted that powerlessness and I surrendered, this willingness came in. And, you know, she had asked me, my sponsor had asked me, we sat and we read the third step prayer together. And I didn't really understand it at the time. I was really, really fogged up. But I remember I had this dream that I was just, you know, I guess that was on my mind, the third step. And there wasn't a lot of visual in the dream. But all of a sudden, just this powerful light came in on me, and I knew it was God. And I called her. I said, yeah, I'm going to do it. I just said, yes, I'm making this decision. I'm going to do this. And yes, you know, it's just that continued willingness. And today, like, the third step means so much more to me. And, you know, I continue to offer myself to God more and more. Like, you know, He wants more of me. You know, I learned that. Like, oh, He wants even more. You know, it's like every, as I go on, I see that, you know, I guess it kind of goes into like 6 and 7, you know, just that, you know, He's transforming me. You know, that's really what it is. And, you know, I continue to surrender and allow Him to transform me. And it's just amazing. I mean, He really has transformed me. And I guess that's it. Thanks.